Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Logical Soul Talk. My name is Michael Craig, and I'm your host for this weekly talk radio program. This is a show where I get to have fun. I either interview some of the best, brightest, or most creative people in the world, or I talk about subjects that I like to talk about. And today, I'm going to talk about branding from the soul, and the subject matter today is basically your inner limits to wealth, and we're going to go over that in detail very shortly here. First of all, I want to say thank you for joining me. If you want to call in and ask any questions, our phone number is area code 347-843-4544. If you're listening to this on a recorded podcast, obviously you can't call in, but if you are listening live, go ahead and dial 347-843-4544 and press 1 to raise your hand, and I'll be happy to call on you halfway through the, or anytime actually during the radio program if you have a question or you have a comment. Now, today I'm going to talk about your inner limits to wealth. This is the fourth out of five series this month of August on the branding from the soul, which is a course that I'm coming out with at the end of this month, which will be available from logicalsoul.com. And also you can get the free video of my number one tactic where you can turn your showing you how to turn your passion into cash at www.passiontocashvideo.com. That's www.passiontocashvideo.com, passiontocashvideo.com, where you can get that free video and more information on the course. Now, a little bit of background. As a chiropractor for many years, I discovered that most people, including myself, have an underlying pattern of what I call hidden decisions that we made as small children or picked up from our parents, teachers, or even our ancestors. And these subconscious decisions affect our motivation and our destiny, basically. And they can propel us to greatness or lead us to self-sabotage and failure. Now, quite by accident many years ago, I discovered I could access and change these hidden decisions to allow amazing results to happen in my own and other people's lives. And you can really get more information on this at www.logicalsoul.com. I've got a book by the same name, The Logical Soul, which is available on Amazon. There's a link on logicalsoul.com where you can order my book, and I'd love to for you to get it. And while you're on the website, be sure to sign up for my free e-zine, which it's full of powerful tips and information that you can use for self-discovery. And the topic tonight, as I said, is about the branding from the soul, which is the course I'm coming up with at the end of the month. It is the fourth of a five series talk that I'm doing on Blog Talk Radio here, Logical Soul Talk, to sort of summarize exactly what this course is about and what you can get from it. Today, your inner limits to wealth, and I'm going to go over some of the points that, or some of the beliefs or statements or inner statements, I call them, or hidden decisions that we have made that have kept money away from us or brought it to us. In essence, these decisions form the basis of the law of attraction. And those of you familiar with the law of attraction know that as you are, so the world is around you. And that's the basic belief of that. Ralph Waldo Emerson says, "Who you are speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you say." And so saying affirmations, repeating affirmations, doing a lot of things that you do to wipe out negative self-talk, things like that, they're all well and good, and they really helped me out early in my career when I was full of negative self-talk and tragedies going on in my life all the time. But I tell you, it didn't really crack through that the biggest barrier, what I call the wall. And to get through that, you need to understand that there are hidden decisions that you have that form the basis of your beliefs, form the basis of what I call your personal paradigm, those set of beliefs or those set of understandings and what your personal truths, basically, that you don't question. In other words, they form the basis of your reality. And with those beliefs, which stem, by the way, from the hierarchy of needs or Maslow's chart of motivation, which are different levels or different levels of motivation. So if you're just trying to survive, for example, you're going to have a lens in your reality that's going to color everything that you do based on survival. And so if you're trying to go for success and make a lot of money, you know, your customers, your friends, your associates, whoever, they're going to pick up the fact that you're looking to survive and that you're desperate. If that comes across like that, you're going to have trouble making money or earning money, attracting money into your life. That's just a general overview of the idea of what I'm going to talk about today. And there are certain decisions that you have made about your reality that I want to show you, first of all, how to test that. Secondly, we're going to go over the statements themselves to find out what are these particular parameters that you believe that if you could change these parameters would drastically change your life and your level of income. So take a few notes, take out a pencil and paper, take a few notes. I'm going to go over a few things that will give you some very practical tips on what you can do right away and what you can do in the future. So, as I said, if you want to call in and if you have a question about anything I'm saying here, I am live on Logical Soul Talk, area code 347-843-4544, and press 1 to raise your hand. Now, what is it about money that seems to be so difficult for people? I know it was very difficult in my life, and I was always trying to find that golden bullet, the silver bullet, excuse me. I was looking for the golden one. Maybe that's why I didn't find it. There's a silver bullet. We think there's one that's going to, as soon as we solve this silver bullet, as soon as we find this one key thing, then suddenly money's just going to rush headlong into our lives. And quite truthfully, I didn't find it. I mean, I found there's several silver bullets or several keys that we can use to start attracting money into our life, but I haven't really found one in particular. And those who I talk to who have a lot of money and are very successful in life also say that there is no one silver bullet. It's basically, if there is one silver bullet, is to take congruent action and persistent action. That seems to be the one key that I've discovered over talking with, you know, hundreds of very successful people and those who have found that taking consistent, persistent action over time will lead to success, no matter what your goals are. And I've also found that true, that if you're taking persistent, consistent action toward failure, that's exactly what you achieve. You achieve that level of failure, whatever it is you're going for. I have a friend who works in a She works in a mental institution, or actually it's a hospital, mental hospital, and she was saying that, you know, this one guy was in there and he had tried to commit suicide, and of course there were some people in there with him, and they were part friends and family with him and so forth, and she's kind of a real character, and she's going in there and she's saying that basically they were just moping around, and he's feeling sort of sad about the whole situation and everything is, and she basically says, well, look, you're not very good at it. Don't do this. Don't try to kill yourself. You aren't very good at it. So stop it. So that's what I mean, consistent, congruent action. If you're not good at killing yourself, just don't do it. You know, that's an extreme example, but there are others. Anything that you want to do in life, anything that you try to do, do it with congruence. In other words, inner and outer congruence. What you feel inside is what you actually want to do and strive to do. And there's very little hesitation when you do things that way. And also, make sure that when you do these actions that there's some response and that you take that response and you navigate through the response. In other words, if you're saying, well, I think we all should go camping, and then nobody even responds, you figure, well, maybe that's not a good idea. So you readjust your intent. For example, if your intent is to have a good time with your friends, and you make some suggestion, well, maybe we should go camping, and you get feedback that nobody really wants to go camping, then you adjust the feedback. Well, let's go to a concert, and suddenly you get most of the people respond favorably. That's what I call adjusting your results or adjusting your action based on feedback. But the intent, by the way, is still the same. The intent is to have fun with your friends. So if your intent is to make money, what are some of the thoughts, what are some of the decisions that you have made about making money and about attracting money into your life that no longer work? And also, what are the limits to these actions? And I'll give you an example here. The first limit I want to talk about And I found four, by the way. There are four measurable values that keep wealth from coming to you, wealth and success. And these four measurable values are worth, acceptance, earning, and action. And I've already mentioned action, but we're going to get into more detail very soon here. Now, when I say measurable values, worth, acceptance, earning, and action, what that means is it's not based on how much you're earning or how much you're worth or how much you can take action on, that kind of thing, or how much you can accept directly from the results, although you can look at the results and say, well, I'm not earning a whole lot. So your earning capacity is probably low based on the results that you're getting. How much can you accept? If you're saying, well, I'm not accepting, I don't get a chance to accept a whole lot, so maybe you don't really know what that figure is. These statements, by the way, I am worth such and such, a certain amount of money. I'm worth $1 million or $10 million. I can accept $1 million or $10 million or $50 million. I can easily earn $10 million, $50 million, $2 billion, whatever it is. I can take action on a certain number. Now, consciously, this makes no sense. Consciously, you're looking at, logically, you're saying, well, that makes no sense. If I make an affirmation like that, how am I supposed to know what I'm worth? How on earth am I supposed to know? The interesting thing is your soul, this subconscious being, which I call it subconscious being. The Hawaiians have a name for it called the Unihipili or the Ku. The subconscious being that makes decisions early in life has already made a decision about these values. And if you're going to measure or if you're going to attract money into your life, you have to be able to touch on and change these values. And that's the key, and that's the actual secret that I want to share with you this evening, is that there are four values that once you begin to get in touch with them and change the values themselves, the level of, or the limits of these values, you can attract all the money you want. Now let's start with worth, self-worth. How much are you worth? You might want to write down a figure. Just write down a number. I'm worth, you know, $1 million, $10 million, whatever it is, $20. You don't know what that is, but your subconscious being does. It has an idea because, for example, at a certain point, you may shake. You may start having negative self-talk. Well, I can't be worth that much. And this is not, by the way, how much are you worth based on your biological elements, how much are you worth based on the mechanical value of your work, these kind of things. And it's also not based on how much you're actually making or earning. It's based on a feeling inside that you are worth something. And all you're doing is putting a number on that based on monetary gain or monetary evaluation. And again, the conscious mind usually stays away from this. We usually avoid this because it's something that kids do maybe, but adults sort of forget that we did it as kids. And say, well, how much are you worth? Well, I'm worth trillion, billion, billion dollars. And as kids, we sort of play these kind of games. And the subconscious being inside of you is still playing this game, believe it or not. So if you can understand what that number is, have a feeling about it. What's the feeling? Write it down. And do the same thing for how much could you accept? My friend Donald Trump and all his buddies suddenly just got out of the We Are Wealthy business, and they just decided to become Buddhist monks and give up all their earthly possessions. And they turned over to me all of their vast wealth with one condition, that I'm supposed to give it away in 48 hours. So I'm approaching you, and I have a blank check here, and I'm going to write you a check. How much will you accept right now? Blank check. I just write your name in the blank check. I put your name in the blank check. You just write in the amount. How much would you fill that check out for? How much could you accept? And just write that number down. The third thing would be, how much could you earn? Your earning capacity is not necessarily based on what you're earning right now. It could be based on any number of things. How much could you potentially earn? If everything started going your way, how much could you easily earn? And again, this is a feeling. This is a number that you want to write down. There's something inside of you that says, I can easily earn such and such. And the fourth measurable value that I try to check or you like to check on is, how much money or how much wealth could I take action on? And in the beginning, I used to think that I only needed the first three, worth, acceptance, earning. then I discovered that there were not a lot of changes going on in people. And I was trying to figure out why this was. And I discovered that without taking action, the first three are basically useless. So it's all well and good to talk about how much you're worth, how much you can accept and earn, but how much can you actually take action on? What are you willing to actually stand up, walk out the door, get in your car, drive off, go get, and bring home, deposit in your account, take action to use that amount? And again, this is a feeling. What is your body telling you? Write that down. So we've got four values, four measurable values here. And you may be thinking to yourself, well, I have no clue what this means or what I do with it. Well, I'm about to tell you. There's a little key here, and the key is you need to understand how to get that feedback precisely inside. And there's a video I did on my blog, how to self-test, and you can go to my blog at logicalsoul.com and you can do a keyword search for self-test. And I did a video, it's also on YouTube under Logical Soul Guy, if you want to look it up. It talks about self-testing, and I teach you how to self-test. What self-testing is, and this, by the way, is a variation of testing with another person, a partner, spouse, whoever. It's a variation on that technique called applied kinesiology or muscle testing. And what applied kinesiology or muscle testing does is determine what is your body saying about this statement. Is it saying yes or no? What is your subconscious saying about this statement? Yes or no? And if you do it correctly, you will get a clear yes or a clear no. And again, this is not foolproof. This is not rocket science. It's not a way of saying this is scientifically validated. It is a way, however, of determining fairly precisely, if you practice, what your subconscious and what your body, which, by the way, is ruled by the subconscious, what is actually saying. So what is your body saying when you say, I'm worth $1 billion? Is it saying yes or no? If it says no, then downgrade it. I'm worth $10 million. No? Okay, I'm worth $1 million. And if it says no then you have to keep going down and down. Reduce the amount until you come up with a figure, come up with a number. How much are you really worth? I am worth $10,000. Yes. Okay, your body finally says yes. Great. Then what you do is you write that down. That is a specific number. And then go into accept. How much could I accept? When Michael's writing me this blank check, how much can I fill it in for? And again, test it. I can accept $10 million. No. $5 million. No. $1 million. No. $10,000. No. I've had people go to zero. I mean, it ranges from $50 billion to zero. Everybody has their own number, has their own figure. And acceptance, by the way, is a common trait from those who don't have a lot of money because they don't know how to accept. I remember growing up as a kid, I used to, you know, just take things because, you know, everybody, they were there and I just took them. And then I got, you know, punished for taking things. And then I just basically jumped into the opposite corner where I made a decision that I can't take anything. I can't accept anything. It wasn't the Christian thing to do, or it wasn't the right thing to do. And don't accept things from strangers. And you know the drill. Don't accept anything from strangers. Don't accept money. Money is the root of all evil. You know, the whole thing becomes a farce, but it's a very strong farce, and it lasts the rest of your life. After a while, you can't accept much of anything, especially from strangers. And so you basically shut down. So acceptance is a way of opening back up. But you need to find your level, find your limits to wealth. What are the limits to my wealth? Acceptance is one of those limits. If you can only accept, you know, $1,000 or $20 or whatever it is, you need to be able to increase that number. Same thing with earning. How much can you easily earn? Again, do the muscle testing. Find out what is it, what's the level of your earning? Taking action. How much can you easily take action on? Again, muscle test. Find out the limits there. So as you see, this is a way of getting in touch with this subconscious being so that you can both be on the same page and begin to help one another. Because I'll tell you right now, the only way that you're going to earn or attract money into your life is if this subconscious being is on board and on the program. If the subconscious being says, no, I'm not going to be able to accept that, you can sit there and say affirmations till the cows come home, but you're not going to earn any more money than what that subconscious being is telling you that you're going to be able to earn or accept. So just get straight that you, without discussing this with your subconscious being or this subconscious mind, you are basically at his or her mercy. Unless you know how to communicate with this being, unless you know how to communicate with this person who is holding back on you and keeping you from having what it is you need, you're going to continue to lack and need things. Now, the final part of this, and this, by the way, we go over in detail in the Branding from the Soul course, which is a 6-month program. So I'm not expecting you to get all this here tonight, but what I will share with you is that the technique I use, the muscle testing, the applied kinesiology, is a way of measuring these values, the worth, the acceptance, the earning, the action, but to change the decisions that relate to these values. That takes a process called the logical soul. If you do have access, and a lot of times you don't have access to these decisions because they are subconscious, and a lot of times they're beyond that wall, and they're in this area that I call survival area of being, where you can't even access that level because it is survival level. In other words, you have made a decision that these decisions are based on survival, and nobody, not even my conscious mind, who you equate with an adult of some sort, because you are an adult, this person can't get in this area. And so you don't even have access to these decisions. And so it would take the ability to access. However, if you do have access, try this. And there's only one way of finding out, and that's to just do the exercise. If it doesn't work, you've lost nothing. And that is, if you say, well, I can easily earn, or let's say I can accept, let's say I'm worth. Let's work on the worth issue. I'm worth, say, $20 billion. If you're not worth $10 billion, $20 billion, or at least $1 billion, and say you're only worth, say, $10,000, something like that, how would you change it? The first thing to do is to go into your body. What does it feel like to only be able to accept $10,000? I can only accept $10,000. There's a feeling that's associated with that statement. Go into that feeling. Then close your eyes, and I assume you're sitting. Go back to the very first time you remember feeling that feeling of not being able to accept more. And thoughts may swirl around. You may come to a point where you remember as a child being told not to accept more or put some things down or you can't have this or can't have that. Something like that. Or you may remember a relative saying something. Or you remember someone who's influential in your life saying something. When you go back to that first time, or the first time you remember, it may not be the first time, but when you go back to that level or that time in consciousness, just approach that child. It's sort of like an inner child. Treat it like the inner child and just go back to that child as you are right now as an adult and just get down next to him or her and just ask him or her if it's okay if you change this decision and would they be open to doing such thing if you protect them. And then what I normally do is just take them to a safe place and ask someone they really trust, and the child has to really trust this person, to come in, or the one who told them that, like a relative or ancestor, can come in and tell them it's okay. Change those decisions. Guess what? The limits to wealth begin to change. And I've had people come out and report great changes in their environment. I had this one baker, German baker, who reported he was about to go bankrupt, losing his business the whole nine yards. Within weeks, his business turned around because we began to change the limits to his wealth. I don't know how many stories have happened that similar results are reported, but people do have these results, and you can too. And so try this at home. If you don't get the results, go to, actually you can check on, you can get this free video at passiontocashvideo.com. You can do that. And I also offer a free CD, an audio CD, where I go into all the tactics and I cover the limits to wealth somewhat in that audio CD. And I'll also be having a course or a a website coming up soon, brandingfromthesoul.com. And at brandingfromthesoul.com, I'll be offering you can go there actually and sign up, and I'll let you know when the course is going to be. So it's not quite done yet. I'm loading up the content now as we speak, and it should be done by the end of the month, but keep your fingers crossed. At any rate, I want to thank you for joining me. If there are any questions, you can call 347-843-4544 and dial 1 to raise your hand, and I'll call on you if you have a question. Otherwise, thank you for joining me. Next week is the last in the installment of Branding from the Soul, and I'm going to go over some techniques that you can use to start branding from the soul. How to turn your passion into a brand. That's what I'm going to be covering next week. And there's some steps that you can take to start uncovering your passion and then begin to brand that passion so that others begin to see that this is your passion and begin to find value in that passion. It should be a very exciting show, and it'll be a wrap-up. I will be in California next week, so I'll be calling from the road, and I hope the audio is okay because I'll be using this headset, which has known to cut in and out, but hopefully we'll get through the session okay. But again, the call-in line is the same, 347-843-4544, and we're also online at blogtalkradio.com/logicalsoul. So tell your friends to join in next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be calling in at 3 p.m. because that's California time, and I hope you will join me on that, the final lesson of the series, Branding from the Soul. So to wrap up, we have today's lesson. We basically have four limits to wealth. There may be more, but these are the ones I have found that are most germane to attracting wealth and money into our life. And these are worth. How much are you worth? How much do you feel you're worth? How much do you feel you can accept? How much do you feel you can earn? And how much are you willing to take action on? Once you are beginning to act on things, the reality, the law of attraction begins to actually take root. Raymond Aron, who's one of my mentors, talks about setting goals, and one of his techniques is to use what he calls the MTO, minimum, target, and outrageous, where he says that you can reach a goal and or not reach a goal. And a lot of times in the binary way of going for goals, we either achieve it or we don't. So we feel bad if we don't and feel good if we do. He says go for the minimum. The M means minimum. If you're going for a goal, set a minimum. Achieve that. So if your action is if you're finding difficult to take action, set goals, but set also a minimum. Go for that minimum. Achieve that. So you begin to feel good about taking further steps. And then you can also set a target, which is the regular goal, and then an outrageous, which is a goal that you would set if you were pushing yourself. And what I found is that when I began to set minimum goals, I was accomplishing a great deal. In fact, I was going more and more for the target and the outrageous, finding out that in doing so, I was really taking action and beginning to, the law of attraction was beginning to work more and more. And so I urge you to do that. Find out what you're worth, how much you can accept, how much you can earn, how much you can take action on. And when you take action, use that minimum target outrageous way of setting your goals so that you at least do something. And you'll find that the power that comes from that will just generate and rev up that law of attraction engine, begin to bring more and more money, wealth, relationships, and happiness into your life. And I do wish this for you, and I hope you have great things happen in your life. And again, if you want more information, go to logicalsoul.com, and I have the website passiontocashvideo.com where you can get that free video that I talked about. Thank you very much for joining me today. We've only got a few more seconds here, but I just wanted again to remind you next week is the fifth lesson of the series, Branding for the Soul. I'll call it California. 3 p.m. California time or 6 p.m. Eastern time. I'm